Okay, so my name is Jack Stutz, and I'm 13 years old. Today is November 19th, 2017, and I'm speaking with Uncle Ken, and we are recording this interview in Manhattan Beach, California. So, who has been the most important person in your life?
One single person?
Sure.
Probably my mother, although parents would be a better answer, but mother more than father, I think.
Why so?
We were always close. Dad worked born and raised on a farm, and there was always work to do, and he was not always available to talk to, and my mother was more often.
So what was your childhood like living on a farm?
It was lonesome. Lived on a farm. I have a brother and two sisters, and by the time I was 7 or 8, they had all married and moved away. So, and living on a farm, being the only kid, is pretty lonesome.
Yeah. So how was your relationship with your parents?
Terrific. Great.
What do you guys, like, what do you like to do with them? You ever, like, have any special things you do with them, like a board game Friday or anything
My dad and myself loved board games, and we were equally talented and that sort of thing, so it was fierce. It was competitive.
What were like your favorite games to play and things to do?
Carom and Crokinole, and I would not have any idea in the world how to spell those. And it was a board game where you thip little wooden pieces and get black and blue fingernails.
That sounds painful.
It got pretty vicious.
Let's see. Who has been the kindest to you in your life? That's kind of a similar question, but
probably my mother, just because mothers are like that.
True.
I've met a lot of kind people, but the most would I'm pretty sure would be my mother.
What do you remember, like, that you guys did and stuff?
What was the question?
What do you remember about, you know, what you did with your parents and what they were like?
Well, we all worked very hard because there was always something that needed to be done on the farm. And the weather was a big factor, and money was a factor. We never went hungry, but we had to watch our pennies. So it was, again, it was a lonesome time for the most part.
So your brothers and your siblings were a lot older than you?
Yes, and they were long gone by the time I was in sixth grade, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was the last one in the family. There was a family of five, and I was the tail end.
What was I going to say? What were your, like, chores on the farm? Ugh. Like, did you enjoy it, like,
on the farm? I didn't like the farm at all. Up at 5 o'clock every morning to milk cows. We had 5 cows year-round, and they had to be milked morning and evening. So I, living on a farm, I went to school in town and had to ride a school bus. So I would have to get up at 5 in the morning, even when it was 20 below zero in the winter, and milk cows, and then get cleaned up and go to school, and then come back. I guess I would get home about 5 o'clock, and then it was time to milk cows again. Not a fun life.
What do you, like, remember about school? Like, did you enjoy it? Do you have some, like, favorite teachers and stuff?
I enjoyed school, but I really missed not being able to stay after school and participate in sports, because I had to go home and help on the farm. Favorite teacher? I liked quite a few. I don't think I had a specific one that I liked more than the rest. I was very lucky. I had good teachers all the way through.
Did you enjoy school and, like, learning and all your classes and stuff? Like,
I did. I really, really liked, especially high school.
What were some of your favorite classes and why?
English and certainly wasn't math. probably English. I have always been a good writer, thanks to some really good teachers in high school.
That's cool. How has your life been different from what you imagined?
Imagined at what age?
I don't know, I guess when you were a kid.
I never was one to have goals. I just sort of wanted to let things evolve the way they did. If I wanted to facilitate something, I would go that direction, but I just pretty much left it up to fate or God or whoever that to guide and direct. And I've done quite well in that area.
Do you have any regrets or anything?
Of course. I can't go into them. Everybody makes mistakes, and fortunately, nothing major, nothing life-altering.
So when you were on the farm, who were your favorite relatives that came to visit or that, you lived with? So it's just...
We lived about 2 miles from an aunt, an uncle, and a cousin. The cousin and I spent a lot of time together. Fortunately, we lived fairly close together and could see each other fairly often, and we were on the same school bus. It was my Aunt Alice and Uncle Art were probably my favorite.
So how often do you see them?
Well, I saw my cousin every day on the school bus, and we would probably, all our families would get together for a meal or a picnic or whatever, depending on the time of the year, at least once a week.
Now, who were your best friends, and what were they like?
My best friend in high school was a guy by the name of Dean Johnson. He was a nerd. I probably was a nerd, but he was very bright, very big in electronics, and I was interested in that. I lost track of him after high school, but we were very good friends.
How did you guys meet?
In high school. We were in the same classes.
Got it. Let's see. What are you proudest of?
My 43 years as owner and whatever you call it of KLA Graphics, my business. It was the best 43 years of my life.
How'd you get into it?
I had a very good job at the financial company in San Francisco, and one of the departments that I managed was the graphics department. And they had the cutting-edge typesetting equipment at the time, and I became very interested in that, and I used to stay after work and on the weekends go in and learn how to operate it on my own, and that's how I... the business was basically typesetting at first, and then it branched out into graphics. So it was that particular job in San Francisco that got me turned on to the graphics business or industry.
So graphics is technology sort of
stuff? Designing business forms, brochures, advertising, menus, and I would do the actual camera-ready art. Of course, they don't do that anymore, but whatever I would produce, it would then go to a printer and be printed for my clients.
So why do you think you like designing so much and found it so interesting?
It was just something that I've stumbled into, and I loved it and pursued it, and it worked. It worked.
Interesting. I didn't actually really know that.
Now, I've always loved typing. I took 2 years of typing in high school. Most guys didn't, but I did, and I can still do 110 words a minute on the keyboard, if it's a good keyboard. And I loved doing it, and that was a major part of the business when I first started in 1972.
How, popular was it?
I had probably 100 clients. It was a very success, and 6 employees. And it was a fun business.
That's cool. Do you have any advice about work and how to get to doing something you love?
It's so much more difficult now to start a business for so many reasons. Some political, some economical, some both. It was just a good time to